Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. Oh my God, I'm back. I am back here after a bomb cyclone just destroyed this area here. I got power back last night. And man, a lot's happened since yesterday. We got a new Brian and Vinny show we managed to get out there. We got Observer Live here today. Lance Storm is going to be joining us. We were supposed to do a show earlier this week, actually. But we had no power. Makes it hard to do a show. So he's going to be here today, along with Mike Sempervivi. And if you have not checked out the front page of WrestlingObserver.com yet, yes, Figure Four Weekly return for 1 week only. To replace the Observer as Dave was taking a vacation. What a week for a vacation, by the way. He was in Hawaii. So head up there after this show. Read Figure Four Weekly while you still can. Could be the end. Who knows? Or maybe it'll be back again someday. But anyway, it is Friday. And that means it is Fun Friday. So we're going to have fun today. Dang it. One way or the other. We'll talk about the news and etc. We'll take your text messages. And later in the show, maybe, we'll open up those phone lines. For now, if you want to text, 425-780-7566 is the phone number. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline@gmail.com is the email address. You can also follow me on Threads, Instagram, and yes, you can get a cameo at F4WOnline. And I am up on Twitter/X. At Brian Alvarez. I think I'm on this blue sky as well. If you look at for Brian Alvarez. Apparently there's some, imposters up there. But Brian Alvarez, I think, is me. I'm the one with more followers than like three people. So check it out. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, held down the fort the last couple of days, I think. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
I showed up.
I couldn't do anything. Except type 30 pages yesterday afternoon. Can you believe that?
Yeah, and still left out the Frank A. Gotch flying air.
No, I didn't.
Newsletter.
To the end.
Oh, good.
You didn't even scroll down?
No, why?
Oh, you idiot. It's at the very end. What about you, Lance? What are you doing?
I've been shoveling snow. We've got 10 to 12 inches of snow up here, so I'm dealing with winter.
That sucks. Why don't we all move to, like, Mars? What are we doing here?
Oh, no.
I'd rather visit Dave in Hawaii. Mars is a tough trans.
He sent me a text going, not sure I'll be back by Saturday. There might be travel issues. I was like, how is this a problem, bro? I'd be happy to be stranded in Hawaii.
Really?
After missing AEW pay-per-view, trust me, I could figure out how to watch in Hawaii. Oh, God. Might be stranded in Hawaii. No one gets stranded in Hawaii. Do you understand? That's ridiculous. I'm looking at our video here. We've got multiple heads up and down cut. I've been gone so long, I don't know what's going on anymore.
It's Fun Friday!
It is Fun Friday. God, we got SmackDown tonight. That should be fun, right?
It's Electricity Friday.
Is there a Rampage tonight? I'm not watching Rampage anymore.
Yes, there's a Rampage tonight. Okay, no collision.
We've removed a Rampage from the weekend viewing. It is now SmackDown and Collision on the Sunday Brian and Vinny show. So that's a change. Although this weekend we will be reviewing the Full Gear show, which we can talk about here. There's actually a lot of news, believe it or not, here on Fun Friday. But they've added a couple things to this AEW pay-per-view. Paul Walter Hauser is now going to be on the pre-show panel with Renee, Jeff Jarrett, and RJ City. So if you were kind of on the fence, well, now we got that added.
The MLW fan is now greatly interested.
But I think the most notable thing, I don't want to start off with a complaint, but like when I found out that they announced Ricochet versus Takeshita for the international title at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Thursday night on Twitter, my head just went. Whoosh. They announced this on, it was like a bomb cyclone. They announced it on Twitter at 9:30 Eastern on Thursday night. Takeshita versus Ricochet for the AEW International title. Was there a reason they couldn't announce this on the show on Wednesday? Was it in doubt, this match? I don't know what's going on.
We needed to save time for the Rizzler being the ring bellboy.
That's actually important, Mike. It's funny you mention that. They spent time on Dynamite to alert us that the Rizzler was going to be part of the pre-show match with Big Boom AJ versus QT Marshall. The Rizzler was advertised on the show Wednesday, but Takeshita versus Ricochet for the AEW International title was not announced till Thursday at 9:30 Eastern on Twitter.
Well, to be fair, during the first match, it's not like you would have had any idea that they were going to have a match for the title, considering that that whole thing revolved completely around Will Ospreay and Kyle Fletcher.
Well, anyway, that's announced. Plus, we got Jon Moxley versus Orange Cassidy for the AEW title. Mercedes versus Chris Statlander for the TBS title. Jack Perry versus Daniel Garcia for the TNT title. The diabolical heel Jack Perry fighting valiantly from underneath against a number of baby faces who destroyed his property.
I need to have Lance make that make sense to me.
Hey,
the entire storyline.
Not possible. Will Ospreay versus Kyle Fletcher, which should be worth the price of admission alone. Jay White and Hangman Page, which should be very good. Bobby Lashley versus Swerve. MJF and Roderick Strong. Mariah May and Mina Shirakawa having a champagne celebration. That ain't going to end well for Mariah May. Private Party, The Outrunners, House of Black, and the acclaimed four-way for the tag team titles. And yes, on Zero Hour, Big Boom AJ will face QT Marshall. And I'm sure more to be added. So that's the lineup for the show. Lance, you following any of this or no?
I keep tabs on what's going on. I don't follow it closely, but it's an AEW pay-per-view. It's like it's going to be good. There's always good matches on them, but yeah, there's some head shaking going on with some of this, and I still don't know who Big Boom AJ and the Rizzler are.
Well, I know they have Costco's up there.
We do have Costco's.
Because Tim Flowers' manager was like a big shot at Costco. That's why he got that cane and got to hit everybody back then in the day. But yes, I guess, Big Boom AJ. And then his kid. What's his kid's name?
Turtle.
You can see the age of all of the hosts here on this program. Although, you know what? I am going to give him credit. I don't know if credit is the right word, but big justice. Big justice. I should have known.
Big justice.
I should have known. But I will give them this, okay? I presume that if they would have actually announced Takeshita versus Ricochet for the international title on Dynamite, it would have gotten a pop. However, I will say that when they announced the Rizzler was going to be part of this match, it got a big pop in the building. And it was not a night with, like, a great crowd. The Rizzler got one of the biggest pops on the entire Dynamite show. So
it's not a good thing, is it?
Hey, maybe it is, dude. He's on the pre-show.
Nah, dude,
you get people watching that for the Riz.
And then he gets stolen by WWE and they do the
well, that'll happen.
Well,
that'll
hey,
happen.
Look.
Or these guys will get a big AEW deal to not do anything. One or the other.
Thing is, they sent out a big press release about it and everything, and good. You know, they should be promoting it. If they're doing a tie-in with somebody that they feel as though can help them, great. Go ahead and do that. But also, you know, it's the minor part of the deal as well, too. Whereas, yes, I probably would have paid more attention to Takeshita and Ricochet than that, as well as other things, but that's what they decided to do. Where they placed those segments was interesting either, considering how comedic they were compared to some of the heavy stuff that was supposedly going on around it.
Sky here says, who the F is the Rizzler? Here's the thing. It doesn't matter if you know who the Rizzler is. If the Rizzler brings in an audience, then it's a success. You guys know who Danny Go is? Probably most of you don't. Man, ooh, that brother Drew here in Seattle. I was ooh there. He's a YouTuber that does songs for kids. I talked about this on the show. Where were you? But anyway. Yeah,
I find myself as a 55-year-old man often asking my kids when celebrities are announced, it's like, is this anybody? And yeah. I judge their star power by whether my kids know them or not.
Hey, this guy says we should ask AI, so let's do that.
Oh, no.
Who is the Rizzler? Let's see what it says here. Okay, maybe it'll say... I haven't quite figured out how to make it say the words to me yet. The term Rizzler is often used on social media and among younger audiences as a playful nickname for someone with a lot of Rizz. Slang for charisma or charm, especially when it comes to flirting or attracting others. If you're asking about a specific Rizzler, let me know and I can help refine the context. So ChatGPT is too old!
Well, no, it needs specifics, apparently, with all these other Rizzlers there that might be around online.
I got it. You know who's a Rizzler? Hanalei. Just don't tell her.
I guarantee you I've never been accused of being a Rizzler.
You are not a Rizzler.
No.
You're a... What would be the word for Lance? What's the opposite of, like, charisma?
Oh, will you stop?
He's the one who said it. He's the Mudgler.
The Mudgler?
Yeah.
The Muddler?
The Mudgler. Figure Four Daily with the Mudgler, Lance Storm. That's not bad, actually. That's not bad.
Good.
Well, it's not good, but it's not bad. It's just there.
Look, if it draws an audience, I think we have determined that today, then it will be good.
Brother, we got a lot of Mudgelers listening right now. I can just tell. I look at the chat, and we got nothing but Mudgelers.
We need to get more Rizzlers. For the first time me ever doing a show with you, my dog just got up and left the room.
Wow. Wow.
Can you teach Dave's dog to do that for Wrestling Observer Radios?
I want to send out a plug, by the way. IWE Pro Wrestling Kings of Controversy at a live event. Saturday.
IWE?
Yeah, tomorrow, November 23rd at the Legion in Augusta, Georgia. And you can check them out and follow along. IWE Pro Wrestling, Augusta, Georgia. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Thanks to everybody who checked in when the power was out. It sucked. I managed to have a generator for the freezer outside, so I didn't lose all my grass-fed beef that I just bought. But man, the freezer is empty. Every last single thing had to be thrown out of that fridge. Just gone. Starting over again.
Yeah.
I went to the store and spent a whopping $60 on groceries. I refused to spend any more because we might have another storm blowing in today. And I was like, why would I spend a lot of money now? It's ridiculous.
What did that buy you, like four things?
I got like bacon, eggs, and
toilet paper.
Well, that didn't go bad in the... Talk about food, dude. I had to throw out food.
Well, if you lived up here, you could just leave everything outside.
That's true. I was actually hoping it was cold enough outside that I didn't have to mess with that generator and everything.
Yeah, but then you'd have to worry about varmints, wouldn't you?
Varmints?
Stealing the food outside?
No, the freezer's outside in the... I just opened the garage door, and it's basically outside. It's an outdoor freezer. So I was hoping it was cold enough outside to keep the food cold. But it wasn't. See a picture of Max there. Well, for the majority of international viewers, WWE Network closed for business January 1st, 2025, as WWE moves to Netflix. So a lot of people have been asking about this. So weekly episodes of Raw, SmackDown, NXT will be available for international Netflix subscribers, as well as premium live events. Archives, however, many of WWE's top moments, along with historic PLEs and select programming, will be available on Netflix beginning January 1st.
Boo.
So all of you that threw out all your videotapes, oh, man, can't undo that one, brother. Now, as far as, because I've had people asking about this because we've been reviewing Mid-South, like what's going to happen? Well, if you're an international, you know, if you're following along internationally, I shouldn't even mention this because maybe they won't be for long, but they are available on YouTube, the entire, all of them. So that's an option. But other than that, I don't know what to tell you. In the U.S., the Peacock deal runs until 2026. So we've got all next year, we're still good. After that, who the heck knows? So
I can't believe that it won't be a bargaining chip. And maybe they've already dedicated that to Netflix on the sly, and maybe it all goes over there for the amount of money that Netflix has given them for the next 10 years, but it's the only bargaining chip that they really have left until their TV deals run out, and in the case of the Netflix Raw one, that's going to be 10 years. So how else do you drum up interest? What else do you have that you can sell? Well, the thing that you have that you can sell is one, you have Fight Pass, which right now is an ESPN thing, but the other thing, big thing you have is the WWE Network. And will Peacock want to keep that? Will there be a bidding war for that? The way things are going, there's probably going to be interest from more than one suitor, so why wouldn't you try to go ahead and try to pimp that thing?
Well, here's what's going to be weird about this. So, obviously Netflix is going to be getting Raw, SmackDown, and the PLEs. So my guess is that once the Peacock deal ends, it's going to be, I don't know. I mean, is Netflix going to be the exclusive provider of Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and the PLEs? If that's the case, what kind of deal are you going to get to sell the network to Peacock, but you don't get any of the good stuff? You only get historical archives. Is anybody going to want that? I don't know. Netflix is not going to put everything up that was on Peacock. I just don't think that's possible. I mean, they already cycle in movies in and out. I mean, you want to watch Ghostbusters? Maybe you can watch it, maybe you can't. I don't know. So they're not going to be putting up like 15,000 hours of WWE. So I don't know what the future is going to be of this. It's
the future.
Enjoy it while you can.
The future might be WWE Vault. It may just be as simple as that, where everything that they have digitized already maybe goes online, or they choose to put different things online and roll them out that way. I think the days of, you know, seeing an entire library or catalog up there are gone, which is really unfortunate considering we didn't get championship wrestling from Florida. We didn't get a ton of stuff that people know that they have in their archives. It's just, it was a matter of, was it worth them converting it and putting it up and having it draw an audience, which apparently it didn't.
So that's the update on that. They sent out a letter to subscribers talking about everything. Signed it sincerely.
How else are they supposed to sign it?
Tough luck. Truly. The WWE Network. All right, the Dynamite show on Wednesday, 640,000 viewers and a 0.20. I think that NXT beat them in total viewership. I actually don't have the NXT numbers in front of me. But, I mean, to me, that is not the most notable thing about the difference between NXT and Dynamite. The big difference between NXT and Dynamite, quite frankly, was each of their main event segments. The main event of Dynamite was Orange Cassidy, who's facing Jon Moxley for the title coming up at the pay-per-view. And there's just no heat for that match. Just not, there's no heat. And they, like, I can't even say they went 50-50. Like, Wheeler took most of the match. Orange beat him with a flash cradle, which I have no earthly idea why they booked that, because nobody believes Orange has beaten Moxley. Like, what are you doing with that? And then Moxley comes in and his crew just destroys Orange because Orange had asked all of his friends to not come out and help. So he got killed. And I'm just watching it and, like, you know, maybe it'll be awesome at the pay-per-view, but it did not have like big time main event pay-per-view preview heat. And then on the other show, that freaking Andre Chase versus Ridge Holland with Chase U on the line was like, those NXT fans, it was like a WrestleMania main event. Like, two-thirds of them have all the Chase U stuff on. It's like Ridge Holland, who a year ago, when he first came back to NXT, that guy couldn't get heat to save his life. Now he's the hottest heel in the entire company. Andre Chase was like the biggest babyface. These fans are going freaking crazy for this match. Just going crazy. For Andre Chase versus Ridge Holland. So anyway, that was the big thing to me. It's just crazy. The emotional reaction from the crowd to the main events of these two shows was absolutely, completely night and day. And the Dynamite number, actually, it was all right. The reason, like, last week's show did a little bit better, and this week's show did virtually exactly the same, except the last half hour of the show, it was below average. And that was the Jericho contract signing with Ishii, which was just long. I mean, it was funny, but it was long. And then when it was over, the beginning of the Orange Wheeler match, that match started way below average for a Dynamite main event. But it did grow for the overrun, which doesn't always happen. So, yeah, man. It was just night and day, the two main events of those shows.
For the record, though, guys, if we're ever together and I'm getting the holy bejesus beaten out of me, I would like my friends to help.
Yeah, because, you know, if you didn't see the show, you know, Orange gave a speech and he was like, I want to go out there and do this alone. And the other guys, like Mark Briscoe, is like the voice of reason. He's like, dude, why would you do that? Moxley already said he's bringing everybody out there. Like, why? And so Orange blows his stack at everybody, and he screams, don't come out. Trust me on this. And so, like, now that the show's over, I don't know why they were supposed to trust him, because he got beat down, and he had no plan. He was just beaten down and just killed.
And they still had to come save a sorry butt.
They just saved him afterwards.
Stand up and stare off into the distance at Moxley. I don't know if that did much to sell his chances of defeating Moxley or be a reason that anyone cares at the pay-per-view.
I hope you put over that main event of NXT, Mike, when I was gone. Did you not?
I did.
Okay.
Why don't you go back and listen?
I didn't have any power.
Why don't you go back and listen?
Well, I'll see what I can do, but I'm busy now. I got to catch up on stuff.
I understand.
You understand? I got shows. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do an After Dark last night. Let down the people.
Well.
He's got $60 worth of groceries to put away.
Yeah, I got $60 worth of groceries I got to sort out in that fridge.
Oh, man.
I gotta pray for this next one not to come in. Anyway. Tonight's SmackDown. I don't know what's going on in Rampage. Normally I write these down, but I didn't do it here. So I don't know what's going on. But I know SmackDown has a Cody Rhodes, Kevin Owens face-to-face. And in the Women's U.S. Championship Tournament first round, they're all three ways until we get to the next round. Bianca, Chelsea, and Blair Davenport. That is the tournament match. I don't think they've added anything else. I could be wrong. I've not been keeping track of all of my lineups here. And that, of course, leads to Survivor Series, which is in Vancouver. Are you going, Lance? Not that far away.
No,
isn't that also in Canada? No? Okay.
So they're going to have Chelsea win in Vancouver?
This show's not in Vancouver.
Ah.
Yes.
No, I mean the final.
Is the final on that? I don't think... Is the final on that show? I think the final's at Saturday night's main event, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
I don't remember.
Yeah, check the line.
I'm a little behind, everybody. Hey, if you want to give us a call, 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Help me out here, everybody. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Q finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also WrestlingObserver.com. It's Fun Friday here on the show.
Lance is here, too.
Yeah, Lance is here. You want to ask a question to Lance? Do you have a question you could ask Lance that hasn't been asked a thousand times? Like, how did you like having that gimmick where your ding-dong was oversized?
The human tripod.
If you've got a good one, if you've got a good question, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Questions for me, Mike, Lance. It's Fun Friday here. Hey, you can text us as well, 425-780-7566. I actually should look around in these text messages. I haven't done some of those for a while. But let us know what's on your mind, and away we go. Michael in Rochester actually is on the air. Michael, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Brian and Mike and Lance? Thank you for taking my call. I know you, Brian, have been struggling to find stuff to review on Peacock because they haven't uploaded anything new at all, but I actually have found something. There's a thing on YouTube, you probably heard of it, called WWE Vault, where they like upload stuff, and there is a one specific one. It's called WWF Super Tape. It came out early in 1990. God. And the main event on the show was the steel cage match between Hulk Hogan and Brutus Beefcake against the Macho Man and Zeus. It's from the No Holds Barred match in a movie thing that they did that year, late 89. But there's two segments that I guarantee you and Vinny would get a kick out of. About 20 minutes in, I'll tell you, like, at the timestamp. 20 minutes in, there's Mean Gene Okerlund interviewing the Bushwhackers. Out in the desert. It is everything you can imagine. Like, there's Gene Okerlund at his best, and the Bushwhackers being the Bushwhackers. It was awesome. And then the other one was at about 1 hour and 35 minutes into it, they're previewing the Hulk Hogan Ultimate Warrior WrestleMania 6 from that upcoming year in the Sky Dome, and they interview fans about who they like more, Hulk Hogan or the Ultimate Warrior. And I guarantee you, especially Vinny, would love this segment with all of his heart. These fans have more charisma than any wrestler in AEW except for maybe MJF. It's fantastic. So I'm telling you, you watch this and review it, and you will not be disappointed, I promise you.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. The question is, are these fans more charismatic than the Rizzler? Hey, listen. I don't know if I had that one, but I had a WWF Super Tapes when I was a kid. And they were all thrown away because, of course, the WWE Network came along. And now it's gone.
Finding those in video stores were a joy as a kid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember those video stores, like, you know, they would have most of the VHS would be in, like, a cardboard sleeve or whatever. But every now and then you'd have a few of them that were in the big plastic case that opened like book. And it was like, oh, man, that's the good stuff right there. That one comes in a big plastic case. Yeah. And this person here says, oh, my God. I have a friend who lives near Bothell. She went through the same thing. She said that when the heater came on last night, she was going to make out with it all night. Did you do the same? I did not, but it took 4 hours to heat this house up because the temperature dropped all the way down to 56 degrees. And actually, it might have been lower than that, but 56 was when I looked at the thingamajigger that, you know, the thermostat. And the heat had been on for a little while because I was not home when it came on. I found out it came on because I've got a Google Home that does like the internet throughout the house, and it always sends me some alert when something goes wrong, which is frequent. And I suddenly realized my internet was on. So I thought, oh my God, the power must be on. So it took me about 20 minutes to get home. And by the time I got home, it was at 56 degrees. So it might have been lower than that when the heat finally turned on. But yeah, that sucked.
Yeah. Not only did the power go out and the power company is working at its own pace to turn it back on for you, then that heat's got to kick on, and I'm sure you were in auxiliary heat all the time until it got back up to 66, 68. Actually, for you, what, 74? What do you keep it in that house?
No, it's about 70. 74. If I put it 74 in the house, it'd be 300 degrees in this studio.
I wish it was the beach.
I haven't had a chance to see yet. What were the quarter hours of the November Rain music video on Collision? I know I personally turned the show off before the music video started because the show felt like it was over. I didn't care to stick around for 10 more minutes. Wonder if anyone else did as well. To the point of them not properly advertising that it was going to show I wasn't listening to commentary too hard. I probably missed them advertising. Actually, you didn't. They didn't mention it on commentary. That's the point. But yes, Brandon Thurston did put up the Collision quarters. And if I recall correctly, didn't do anything. Yeah, the Collision quarters. I mean, literally, it was exactly the same as it is every week. If you look at like, because he's got the quarter hours, but he's also got the average, and it was exactly the average. It didn't grow. It didn't fall.
Straight line, pretty much.
It was just there.
You know what they are getting though? They are getting. As slight as they are, they're getting a little bump up hour one into hour two, and then at the end of the show, which they have not been doing with any sort of regularity. So whether it keeps up or not, we'll find out. But it's not a bad thing when that, you know, that first to second hour increase, you kind of want to have that, including the increase at the end.
All right, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Brandon in Virginia Beach is on the air. What's up, Brandon?
What's up, y'all? Happy Fun Friday. My question, what was that article or something about Toni Storm supposedly retiring? I know she's not retiring, obviously, but there was so much talk about it. And my question is, do you think she's winning that title back when they go to Australia in that Australian show for AEW? So, yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you very much for the call there, Brandon. Sounds like he got hit with a bomb cyclone in the middle of that call. Guys, listen. So I was driving to the post office. Clearly, we have nothing to talk about here today. I was driving to the post office.
And listening to Wrestling Observer Live when I was talking about what that whole
story. No, because the power was out.
Oh, okay.
I was driving to the post office, the power was out. And I got a bunch of mail because I hadn't been there for a while, including stuff that they put in those electronic boxes. Well, guess what doesn't open when there's no power?
What's that?
The electronic boxes. So I drove out there for nothing. I was infuriated. So I get in the car, and I got a message. What the heck's going on with Toni Storm? And so I responded, what do you mean? And they said, she's retiring immediately? Of course, my first thought was, oh, no, that usually means like some serious health issue. So without even like looking around, I just like texted somebody in AEW and I felt like a fool afterwards.
Lol.
They're like, what are you talking about, you idiot?
Nerd.
So then I find out, oh, she was doing a press tour and like totally in character talking about you'll never. I was like, oh, my God.
You mark.
So anyway, here's the story, everybody. She is not retiring, okay?
She is good at kayfabe.
No, she's not. I mean, well, if you, I don't know how anybody listened to this interview and thought she was retiring. So, yes, she is back, I'm sure, this weekend during the Champagne Celebration. She will be champion, I'm sure, sooner rather than later. I don't know if they'll wait till Australia. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But, come on.
Why do you believe that she is dead set to come back? I mean, wouldn't this be the time to have Mariah turn on Mina or do something nefarious to her that makes people want to have Toni Storm come
Brother,
back?
Brother, why wouldn't you do that on television? Like, this is a pay-per-view. They're giving a pay-per-view segment to a champagne celebration.
Maybe
there's
somebody's
no way Toni is not returning.
Maybe somebody's going to shake out of their top. You don't know.
No, I do know. Do you want me to ask Lenny? Because whatever Lenny says, you know it's going to be the opposite.
Lenny,
he'll probably say, she ain't going to be here on Saturday. No. Why would you have Toni Storm return on a pay-per-view in a live segment? That'd be ridiculous. She's going to be there on Saturday. 99% sure. If not, I will be stunned and shocked. This person says, Lance, because he is here.
Mm-hmm.
I always felt that you and Dean Malenko were very similar, but you guys never had a match. Why is that?
We never worked in the same company at the same time until he retired.
You weren't in WCW at the same time? Not even at the very tail end of...
Nope. Wow. Radicals had already left, because that was one of the deciding factors in me wanting to go to WCW, because there was a void there and there was a glut of talent in WWE. With so many people leaving, I thought I might have a better opportunity there, so I missed him. And by the time I got to WWE, he was already off, and shortly thereafter became an agent. His first match as an agent was Hurricane and I on Sunday Night Heat, and he screwed up the finish and put over the wrong guy.
Oops. Well, there's your answer.
Yep. So the match never aired in the U.S. They pulled it.
How about that? All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, what's up?
Hello? It's the Don. How are
going
you?
Going once! Don the Don! What the hell's going on? What do you want? What's happening?
Hey, I'm just calling. This show is completely devoid of charisma. You don't have the Rizzler. You don't have Twizzlers. You don't have Sizzler. You know, I want a steak, but I got my check from TK, so I just called to terrorize the YouTube chat and say that AEW show tomorrow night is going to be like the best show ever. And I know the YouTube chat is sitting there like typing away and they're just like, oh, AEW is awful. It's the worst. But guess what? I can't see it because I've blocked every single last one of you fools. Ha! There you go.
Well, Don the Don, I want to thank you very much for the call, I think.
Being the Jizzler onto the chat.
Excuse me? Thank God Dom is gone. He'd be infuriated right now. At least something finally cracked old Lance. All right. What else do we have here? First off, I want to say I'm very happy you made it out safely during the bomb cyclone. Secondly, although your power is out, are you somewhat happy that you could have potentially missed a chance to watch another dreadful Ricochet promo? Well, first off, I watched all the shows. I watched them yesterday. His promos aren't that bad. I think they're fine in AEW. Am I the only one? Is this like a thing that people don't like Ricochet's promos?
Well, I'm certainly not going to bury someone's promos.
It's true.
Well, I mean, he's not the raw. He's not a what would be considered a main event talker. He's not. But it's just going to be when he's in that type of situation, is he going to be able to do enough to carry his part of it? And we don't know that yet because he hasn't been put in that situation.
All righty. God, everyone's talking about my fridge. It's just so empty right now. I put a picture up for my X subscribers. If you ever want to know why should I subscribe to Brian on X, you can see a picture of my empty fridge after the bomb cyclone. All right, what does this person have to say here? My one prediction for Full Gear is Mariah May smashes a champagne bottle over Mina Shirakawa's head for revenge from when Mina did the same to Mariah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when she accidentally did that, you remember? Yeah. And then Tony comes out and makes the save.
Didn't she make a comeback from that, too?
A comeback?
It was not very convincing. I do remember that.
Mm. All right, back in a moment with more Observer Live. We'll be right back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, I got a fun fact for you here on Fun Friday.
All right.
Person here sent a text and said, Mike Tyson set a record for the oldest former heavyweight champion to fight in a sanctioned boxing match. Jack Johnson had the old record at 53. Tyson is 58. But he will hold that record for 4 days. Tonight in Nashville, Oliver McCall has a match.
Oh, my God.
He was WBC heavyweight champion in 1992. He is 59 years old.
Wow.
But I'll bet his opponent isn't 27. Although, at the end of the day, hey, Tyson ended up all right. You know, wasn't a disaster. I wouldn't do it again. But they did it. And everything worked out.
Remember Oliver McCall's rematch against Lennox Lewis, where he defended the title and broke down into tears and have a nervous breakdown causing him to lose the title. I cannot believe at this point he is back out there in the ring, but then again, it's hard to tell fighters to stop fighting.
Well, if you want all of the latest news on that Tyson fight and his effect on professional wrestling, that is the headline story of the new Figure Four Weekly, available at WrestlingObserver.com. All of the news from all of the major promotions, television reviews, and so much more. 30 pages. I put it all together in an afternoon yesterday. I'm taking credit for that one. So go up there and check it out, please, I beg you, and have a fun weekend. I'll try and do an After Dark of some sort tonight, but the whole thing's all screwed up now. It's just a mess.
The vibe killer.
Well, no, it's like I was supposed to interview someone yesterday and make 2 weeks worth of shows, but I couldn't because I had no power. So now I have nothing for the next 2 weeks, and then the guests come back the week after. So I'll have to figure out something for 2 weeks or not do 2 weeks. Maybe we'll just go on Observer Live on Byline at some point. Talk to you next time. Thanks, Lance. Thanks, Mike. Wrestling Observer Live.